Were you even alive for the What's Up ad campaign?
What's up?
What is up? I believe, was it Bud Light? I don't know, some American pisswasser.
Cheez-Its.
Yes, the Cheez-Its beer company.
Yes.
You know how all American beer is crap and tastes the same. Not that I'm some craft snob. I still want to drink crappy American beer.
I'm a light beer snob.
Oh,
there are vast differences between a good natural light, a Bud Light, Miller Lite's trash.
Oh, Miller Lite would be my go-to.
No.
Oh.
I hope this doesn't ruffle any feathers with our sponsors.
Oh, everyone literally just blocked the YouTube channel. They reported us like we're on AIM. They just hit the warn.
Drink Bush.
Bush.
Drink Bush Light.
Bush.
Milwaukee's best ice.
The Beast, really? God.
No, that's the worst beer
I've
ever
had. You are definitely not a connoisseur when it comes to the light beer, sir. You are an imposter.
Any true comic knows it's PBR. That's what every stand-up comic does.
I had an extended PBR window, and then I don't know when, it just started tasting bitter as all hell to me, and I kind of phased out of it. Now I'm a Natty Bo guy. That is
really?
That is my go-to hipster beer if you're in the D.C. or Baltimore area. I think it comes from like Pennsylvania on down. It used to be a Baltimore-based brewery.
Hmm.
But National Bohemian.
Hurricane. High gravity.
Hurricane. I'm a King Cobra man myself. No. Natty Bo, because it has the best logo in all of beerdom, yes. If you're in Baltimore or really any of its enclaves and you deal with a white person,
isn't it like
mildly
the logo like a pedophile guy or?
Yeah, it's the Natty Bo guy literally just has his inches down the throat of a toddler. Hmm. And that's what Baltimore is all about.
Right.
Throat rape toddlers. No, look up the Natty Bo logo. I assure you, you're not going to be arrested for child pornography searches on your work computer. Wink, wink. No, look it up. I wouldn't get you arrested. I'm your friend. I need listeners. Because this is Papa's Basement. It's a radio show. It's a podcast. We've already lost anyone new who just came upon this. They're already gone. They're like, oh, that's cool.
He's
talking about banging kids' throats. That's
we don't want those listeners anyway who are anti child.
We're separating the wheat from the chaff. That's there you go. Yeah, it's a comedy show. We've done it a decade now. I was inspired by Howard Stern a long time ago. I wanted to do talk radio. Talk radio died. Got stuck with the podcast. Them's the breaks.
Who killed it, John?
The JOOS.
Ah.
Yeah.
The muse.
There you go. That's my little A spelling student over there. I'm joined by comedian Travis Dorward.
Hello.
He performs in the DC area upwards of 3 times a month. And only the finest of open mics.
Yes, but I kill those 3 times.
You do. You murder. And then you bang kids' throats.
Right.
That's just how, that's your MO.
That's me.
We're going to talk today.
That's me, Pete Maybe.
Pete Maybe, yes. He is real name Jason Whitaker, child rapist, sitting right across from me. Now, we're going to do some comedy talk about current events. And you can, in the meantime, check out inpapasbasement.com, the show's website. Every episode we've ever done is there. We're on iTunes. Leave a review. God damn you, leave a review. We've been at 65 reviews for like 6 to 7 months now. Please. Somehow, my top review is someone that loves the show and still only gave me 4 out of 5 stars.
We don't even get like robot comments? Like,
no, I haven't paid like Indian Click Farms to boost my numbers, unlike the new OP podcast, which I believe did that.
Ah.
Yes.
We're better than that.
We are. We haven't stooped to it. We'll rot with those 65. We'll roll 65 deep till the day we die.
Just give me 5 more. Oh, wait, 4 more.
Give me 4 more.
To get to...
I know what you're going for, sir. Took me 8 to 10 seconds to get there, but I pieced it together.
69, ladies and gentlemen. It's a sex thing.
Waka waka.
Waka waka.
So let's start with the royal wedding. How did you catch it, Travis?
I did not.
Oh, me neither. All right, next subject.
Yep.
Texas school shooter kid.
Right. Our baby, our
man child. If you're watching this, youtube.com/papasbasement, you can see the faces of me and Travis. We're looking at the camera right now.
Do one of those websites where it like what your future kid will look like.
Yeah.
And ours will have a AR-15.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He will be bathed in the blood of innocence and one bitch who didn't say yes and had it coming.
Hmm.
That's really what this was about, right?
Right.
No.
America.
I don't actually believe that. This might sound shocking given my success in the dating world, but I don't believe you can shoot people that reject you sexually.
You can.
Yeah, I mean, you can. Clearly, that's been shown. It's pretty easy to get the guns and murder people with them, but you shouldn't.
Wait, was that the reason?
Yeah, it wasn't 13 reasons why. It was one reason why. It was one girl that I think this, let's be honest, he has a face like a Dick Tracy villain. Like, I know that's a reference that's going to go over.
That's also hurting our feelings.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, somehow our children are uglier. It's like when two really attractive, okay, perfect example. Bruce Willis, Demi Moore have a kid. Bruce is a handsome man. Demi, I spilled many a pint to. Demi, yeah. But who's their kid? Rumor with the chin? I mean, their kid is just Chin Willis. Like, it's not.
You're describing it like they have it chained up in the basement. And they.
Yeah.
They feed it C-list celebrities.
It is the Simpsons Halloween episode where Bart has the like retard Bart that lives in the attic.
It seemed like you didn't want it. You started saying retard and then you try to think of a different word real quick, yeah. But then you just went retard.
Exactly. It's like when you think retard. The greatest when talking Michael Jordan, you're like the great, what other superlative? No, just the greatest. Yeah. Mm. No, he was the retard.
The retardedest.
Yes. Living in the roof area, the attic. People would call it. If they
words are hard. Faster. Words are hard, ladies
they
and gentlemen.
They are. They are. Thank God they're not all that necessary
top
to radio.
Broom house.
I do a lot of face work when it comes to the air. Eyebrow wiggles. Things of this nature. So, yeah. He was, I think, trying to get some girl and showed that usual Greek stick-to-itiveness when it comes to the women. And she just kept rebuffing him. And eventually he gave her the old 12-gauge. If you catch what I'm putting down, he shot her point blank in the face and killed her. She's dead now.
Hmm.
Will not draw breath anymore. Murdered.
I mean, it seemed avoidable. Seemed avoidable.
Yeah, had she just I don't know, flashed a tip.
Yeah,
that's just calm the wild beast. No, the school shooting thing. This one hits home because he is Greek or half. He's probably a halfie, if I had to guess. Because he's got
and half whatever I am.
Yeah, half. I think he's just half whitey, half Greek. Like, because he has like a big hulking, not Greek person body.
Like, are Greeks not known for their stature?
On average, no. We're not built like Vikings or cave people or whatever. We.
But the gods, John.
This is true. We skew. Well, it's the same way. In America, if you talk to foreigners, they're like, everyone in America is beautiful. Have you not seen Scarlett Johansson? And it's like, well, she's hot. I'll give you that. If you walk around downtown Oklahoma City, I can't make any promises.
Is it all just that? And then we're either that or just fat.
Yeah. There's no middle ground. Hmm. There's no, that's it. We're just Kim Kardashian or the fat girl from This Is Us. That's just. That's the continuum. No continuum. Just
good show, by the way. Good show.
Oh, are you a fan?
I am a fan.
Do you use the hashtag This Is Us and it makes like the little box of tissues appear next to it because you cry so hard? You have a good cry each time?
Well, it comes up with tissues, but for a different reason.
Oh, I got you. Big fan of Blair or whatever.
Right.
The colored fella. I forget his name, actually. He's doing well for himself. He's acting in a couple things. And
yeah, he hosted SNL. He was in Black Panther.
Who was he?
You said, we're talking about the same guy, right?
I don't know, the black guy from, not 13 Reasons Why, from This Is
Us. No, yeah, he was in Black Panther at the beginning. He was the uncle of the, or the dad of the villain.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Fair enough.
Yep.
All caught up. Hmm. Momentum killing it on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta say, this is breakneck.
What were we talking about? Oh, school shooting.
The school shooting, yeah. Right. And the Greek kid and how I can tell he's a halfie. Just because his dad came to this country, probably was like, oh, look at blonde, buxom Texas woman. And then blew one in her.
Could you tell by the dancing video? Like, that's a real Greek would do better.
A real Greek would have moves, mother effer. We'll get to that dancing video in a second. It's pretty intense to me that the school shootings have now gotten to the point where you can root for certain school shooters based on ethnicity, like boxers in the good old days, where it was like, fighting Jack Johnson, hero to all the Irish, and yeah, Rocky Marciano for all the Italians. And now I've got this kid, the Greek kid, and let me do his name, because I can't really read Greek good like, but I can do the good names sense. Pretty well.
Okay, go for it.
So here is this kid. By the way, I love how they're trying to find out why he did this and looking past his name. There's your answer right goddamn there. I mean, I got called John Poopa Giorgio as a kid, but I had the John part to cling to. So I was like, look, just call me John P. And that came with, you know, John P, for God's sake, but it stopped after a bit. This kid's name in Greek. You ready for the pronunciation?
I'm so ready.
Pull it out. This is going to get you real hot.
I would, but there's children. That's literally.
So it's already been out?
Yeah.
Okay. Dimitrios. No, I think some of his name got chopped off. Give me one second. Okay, it just had an N. Dimitrios Payortsis. That's it was great because I was listening, thank you, to NPR earlier today, and there was a guy legit pulling the mumbling through that name because he couldn't.
Was his name Peter Wong?
It was Ching Chong.
Oh.
From Taipei, Taiwan. And he was like, Dimitrios every time he had to do the kid's name. That's how he got by the end of it. But that is the Greek pronunciation of his name. Do you think that kid in the heart of Texas,
The Greek capital of
America,
the world.
A real Athenian oasis over there. When I think acceptance of diversity, I think Texas.
All the Greeks, they're like, our government is shutting down. Let's move to Texas.
Yeah, because it's great there. It's just right. So much public assistance. They hook it up there. Just
so inclusive.
Socialist paradise of Texas. The socialist republic, really. So his dad, I guess, yeah, came here and got real, I don't want to say like right wing, but really into the whole like, I am American, I am a shipping magnate, pretty much like a bitch low rent version of Onassis. Like I was reading about him, he was like, I at one time owned 3 ships. I'm like, okay, that's a weird point to bring up when your kid killed someone, but all right.
I just noticed you're wearing an Olympus shirt. You're really expressing your Greek heritage.
Yeah, I got this Greek shirt pride. Free from the front desk here.
It's a good day for the Greeks.
Yes. Do you like my Zeus wig I'm wearing? Just golden locks, because I love those depictions of the Greek gods in Western media, where it's like, oh, it's Hitler Youth Zeus and the Aryan Superboy Ares, and I just drooled really hard out of my mouth.
You are the god of slobber.
Yes, the god of killing those without blue eyes. So this kid, he's mine now. I get to claim him, like the Asians had the Virginia
the
Tech shooter.
Twinkle of your eye.
Yeah, he's mine now. It's great. I finally have a dog to root for.
What other Greeks were there, if any, that you could?
Who did mass shootings?
I mean, we don't have to limit it to that.
John Stamos.
He's Greek, okay.
Yeah, the guy, and then the guy that invented Faye yogurt, and that's it. You got
there
Faye,
you go.
Stamos, and now
you got
Payortsis.
The basketball player. Antis, oh, I can't even say his
gigantic
name.
Gigantic black Greek guy who plays for the Bucks. Yeah.
Or that's your Matt Rushmore.
The Greek freak, yes. I do love a big black head on the Greek Mount Rushmore. That's what we get for being bad at basketball. We did stop Team USA that one time. Remember that? That was
did
amazing.
You?
Yes.
Oh.
The Greek team bounced Team USA out of the
when
Olympics.
When was that?
God, 08? In
like
that range?
1808?
Yeah, that's no.
That's not a real year.
It's okay. We're not clicking this time. It's all right. Let's just leave. Let's just kill this episode. We're done.
I'm not used to there only being 2 people here, John.
But I'm just laughing my ass off at the fact that they're trying to analyze why a Greek kid who was active in the Greek community might have felt like an outcast. Because this kid lived my goddamn childhood. Like, they're prattling on and on about how he was part of all these. He was on the football team. Like, I did football briefly.
That's more shocking.
Yeah, I did it for 2 weeks. My head was so big that I had to get a high schooler's helmet because I have a freak cranium. And then I told my mom I was getting tired when I was running. And she's like, well, that's it. We're done.
Nothing here to do about that.
Yeah, we're done with this BS. Get back your algebra. Like, I know where your bread's getting buttered. You're not exactly going to be the next Riggins kid.
Drop that football, grab this abacus.
Yeah. Not Chinese, goddamn you.
Is that not a Greek thing?
It's more an Asian stereotype, the abacus working. Huh. This is why Howard not being here is just murdering us right now. We need him to correct every stereotype.
We need an Asian to make.
So they then tout that he's part of Greek dancing as if it's part of some proud cultural tradition that doesn't look embarrassing. Like I'm trying to think of something comparable. What is it the Puerto Ricans do together?
Cockfight.
Yeah, cockfight, intercourse.
Cock, intercourse.
There you go.
Fighting.
This Greek dancing, it would be less embarrassing if your parents just photographed you bathing in the nude at like 14.
While just sucking on your mom's teat.
Yeah, and just posted that like freshman day on the door. And we're like, hey, this is Demi. Get to know him. Say what's up.
Be
in the
his
hall.
Friend.
Yeah. Don't at all make fun of the fact he's breastfeeding at 14 or naked. So this Greek dancing crap, they just look up Greek dancing costumes if you want to know what you're forced to wear. But really, like, transsexuals trying to pass in the female to male direction wear more subdued garments than what this is. There's like white tights. I'm talking like white tights that they're making men with the hairiest legs on earth wear. White tights. The kind of crap.
Yeah, show that off.
Yeah. So you've got this weird Robin Williams kind of thing, you know, under the skin. Then they put you in a literal goddamn skirt. A white skirt. Really, if somehow Demi ever started menstruating, this would have been double the disaster. This would have been Carrie all over again. Forget the gun. The entire school would have burned. And then you're put like in a stupid little jacket and you've got like a fez with a pom-pom on it. I'm kind of describing what's called an F-zone costume.
How did this kid have trouble with the girls?
I don't know. Because it's like, I don't think it would foster any sort of camaraderie between the genders where like the girls who are in the Greek dance are going to be, I don't know, feeling some sort of sympathy for you and vice versa. I think it's just like watching your man being beaten by a motorcycle gang at the bar. Like, he's just an emasculated fruit at that point.
Or even just like being beaten by a group of children.
Exactly. Just beaten down by school kids.
One ballerina.
You don't wipe your man off and then say, look, that could have happened to any of us. You try to like blow the tough kid and roll with him. Like, that's what happens now. And it's just, there's audio. TMZ has they're crowing right now. Video shows Texas gunmen at church dance days before massacre.
TMZ doing God's work.
TMZ with their bum, bum, bum before every video. The audio made me laugh on a couple levels. I just want to play it. This is the video. First of all, I just want to bring up anyone who wonders why I have a certain level of comfort with the black community, that might as well be the Black Panther soundtrack we're listening to. That's Greek music, but really that's Kendrick Lamar doing the Black Panther soundtrack. We'll continue. So he's marching around. Everyone else has their faces blurred like they are some stupid, sexy, naked kids. And then he's in the mix. They're holding hands. I love the ding.
What is the ding for?
The ding is pointing our man Dimitri out in the video, but it's the same ding where it would be like, is that Kim Kardashian's pack of tampons on the limo seat? Ding. Like, that ding is so inappropriately positive and lighthearted.
There's our guy.
is this Hitler in the crowd of a 23 rally? Ding! It's so, I love that they didn't get off their ass for a more subdued, just skip the sound. Just maybe the arrow pops up, but no, we have to have the waka 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 sound effect like it's a damn morning zoo. So this
kid's going to get so made fun of in juvie.
This kid might as well be dancing in the hall next to my church. Like, this was my childhood.
Did you do the dancing?
No, never.
Oh, that's where you drew the line.
Yeah. Like, I was like, my parents made me study, and they wanted me to do this. And I'm like, look, you want kids? Like, one of these things has to give. Or, I'm sorry, you want grandkids?
Ma, I swear to God, I will shoot up a school.
Yeah, exactly. Really. I was like, there's going to be this dude about 20 years after it'd be a factor for me. Don't make me the first school shooter. Not even Greek school shooter. I could have been like the Chuck Berry of school shooting if I did it back in like 97 or something like that. The Little Richard of school shooting. The KRS-One of school shooting. I'll stop.
You could have been a star.
I could have been somebody. And instead, I'm just here doing
you
a
you could have been a contender.
Glad you got that. Yeah. And that was it. They tried to get me into the Greek cultural crap. And I was just like, no, you already gave me the horrible last name. Daddy.
The jeans.
Yeah. Dad eats fish head stew sometimes. Like, that's his weekend. Or like sheep's heads or cow tongues. I'm like, pig's feet. Again, we're pretty much black. I'm just putting that out there. and a lot of greens. So, yeah, that's it. I drew the line there. I was like, let me be American. God damn you. Buy me that Nintendo. Let me eat pizza till I have boy tits at age 8. Like, let me be American. And they did. And now I'm here.
Was Hercules just constantly playing in your house?
Yes. We actually, if you want a really great Hercules anecdote, my mom saw that they made the Greek chorus black. And she was legit steamed. She was like... thought this was a cartoon
this,
about
this
Greek
isn't
people.
How it happened.
She was just like, those people look Greek to you? I was like, no, they're black. She's like, yeah. That was it. Like,
does she know about the basketball player, the Bucks guy?
Yes. We both learned of him at the same time. We
really?
Had, yeah, like old white people together. We had 60 Minutes on. And they did something on the Greek Freak. And I'm like, he was tanning a lot on the beach. And then they explained his origins. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And, much like America, we've discovered the shortcut to having an athlete in our nationality that kicks ass. Adopt a black kid. Ta-da! Same with the Italians. I forgot the Italian national soccer team. I want to say Mario Batoli, but that's probably similar.
Isn't that a chef?
Could be, yeah.
I don't...
Maybe the DC chef that raped people recently. I don't know.
Was that Pete Maybe, too?
Yeah, that was his real name, Jason Whitaker, chef rapist. Stay clear of that guy. That makes it... I love how that leaves it ambiguous. Like, does he rape chefs? Or is he a rapist chef? And you know what? Just listen to old episodes. Just put it all together.
You put the puzzle together.
You binge listen. Exactly. It'll be like, once we get to episode 600 or 700, it'll all come together like Memento. And that'll...
Good movie.
It was. I mean, it got a little fancy for my taste. And by that, I mean Carrie Ann Moss' breasts were covered the whole time. But, you know, once you put on those airs, sure. Once you get past that, it's all right. It just shocks me there aren't more Greek school shooters. Like, the amount of flashbacks seeing this dancing is giving me and just hearing...
How much of the U.S. is made up by Greeks, do you think?
Oh, I can give you... I think we're 1.5% of the U.S. population. Like, outside of... Tarpon Springs in Florida, chunks of California, and like the New York, Jersey area, we don't exist. We really don't. Like, I am.
Well, you got to factor that in.
I'm like a Jew in Kansas City. People are like, what? How did this happen? I'm like, I don't know. You know, my dad's truck.
Are most Greeks even strong enough to hold up a gun?
We're compact strong. We have
You are wrestlers.
Yeah, we're like Wolverine, like 5'3", but profane and powerful. Like, we do, you know, for our size, we're potent, I guess. So this guy,
it's
yeah,
like you almost took offense. Like we can hold guns.
Yeah,
we can. We really, we're strong enough to
if
shoot.
If we can
a
hold a cock, we can hold a gun. Come on. No, that's so this kid finally snapped. He broke the color barrier for us Greeks when it comes to school shooting. I'm telling you, this is.
Were the kids even surprised what Walgreens shot? Like, ah, this.
No, I think they probably insulted.
Finally,
him
like
while they're getting shot, they're like, hey, do your queer dance. Queer dance on out with you. And then they took, you know, two to the chest. They're like, oh, well, you showed me.
They were laughing at him with their dying breaths.
Yeah.
Just skirts are dumb.
Just humming the horrible music he had to dance to.
Bing.
Yeah.
Bring me some baklava, sissy.
So that's going to happen more and more. Once you learn about Greek dancing costumes, watch for every Greek guy on any Greek dancing team ever because they're coming for you. Especially,
steer clear of those.
Really, if you want to be safe, just Dylan roof all of our churches this upcoming Sunday. Just kill literally everyone inside it. That's okay. You know, I'll stay with a couple secular Greek women, continue the species, but the rest of them can kind of go. My mom will probably be at church, miss her, but, you know, it was for the greater good. Yeah, so I feel we just solved gun violence, right?
Right.
Kill all
You're
the
welcome.
Yeah, just Greek genocide. And, yeah, man, that wasn't hard. Like, there's all this Second Amendment debate. We just kill the Greeks. Who likes us? Who are we like? Come on.
I really didn't even know you were real. I thought you were just making up that you were Greek.
Oh, no. I am painfully Greek. My dad was from the old country, just like Dimitri's dad, who listened to some interviews with him where they're like, what drove your son to this? He's like, I don't know. Maybe a kid was mean to him. Like, it's great. Like, there's no analysis. He's like, maybe some dick had it coming, pretty much. It's incredible. All right. So we did a lot of high schooler dying talks, so let's switch gears radically and talk 13
to fictionalized high school deaths.
Yeah, which, let's be honest, kind of the lesser.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's fine. I prefer,
yeah,
I prefer,
it'll sate us the way like the vampires will live on True Blood.
I prefer when my art becomes life, you know.
Cool, that's a profound insight right there. Yeah, I do as well.
Actually, I just remember the season 2 of 13 Reasons Why debuted on the day that the kid shot up the school.
Really?
Yeah, because
maybe
I read the,
he
like
felt so
they
bad
were,
for Hannah.
I will avenge her.
God damn you, Clay.
No, because I guess like there was supposed to be some big, huge debut viewing party of it in like New York or something. They canceled it.
Oh, no.
Because... which was kind of a spoiler.
So there really were victims at this kid shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Not too far.
I don't know. I'm so jaded to the school shooting. Do you know how embarrassing it is that
yeah.
we... Like, here's 30 seconds of real audio. Do you know how embarrassing it is that America tries to fancy itself in the realm of Western Europe in terms of, like, civilization and just being as advanced? Do you know what we are? We are like Honduras with white people. We are just a South American run and gun banana republic crap hole. Money talks here. We're lawless. Our press is squelched. It's a toilet. Trump has been flushing it way harder, but it's been a toilet for a long time. Like, just don't trust anyone with money for the most part. That's it.
Or Greek dance.
Oh, the Greeks are murderers. But also, yeah, just, I don't know. The political system's broken ever since Citizens United. Like, money talks way more so than it did before. And it'll just get worse and worse. And I don't think this ends without just bloody rioting.
Yay!
Yeah. So stock up on Papa's Basement podcast to listen to while you're in the gulag. That's a great
Armageddon, yay!
Yay! 1, 2, 3, yay!
Yay!
So, 13 Reasons Why, a show that you keyed me into. I'm looking at when I cut the audio clips from it last year. It looks like it premiered like mid-August, early August of last year, or did you just get into it August last year and it had been out?
I think I got into it pretty much when it debuted, but then you didn't get into it until further out, a few months after.
So. Okay, so let's say it was about a year ago it came out, June of 2017.
It was the summer, I believe.
It was based on a young adult novel of, I believe, the same name. And the conceit of the show was a girl, Hannah Baker, kills herself, drops 13 cassettes, because aren't we cool and hipster? Can't just die and drop some WAV files.
No, John, 13 sides of cassettes.
Oh, 13 sides.
Yes.
All right, so this is me so it's 7 cassettes. Look at me.
Seven
cassettes. It'd be so amazing if she just bought like 7 singles of CNC Music Factory and like side B of cassette 7 was just gonna make you sweat remixes.
I wonder if she had way more reasons, but she only had 7 tapes. Damn it, I'm gonna have to. I can only put in 1 rape. And then
I guess you're off the hook, Clay. So it's great. I mean, it glorifies the S out of suicide. They can say all they want that it doesn't, but the entire concept is the girl who kills herself is, she's over 18, so I can say this is gorgeous, and she's charming, and once she becomes like a memory that lives on, she's pretty much like sexy Casper. just going in
actually,
and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, going in and out of people's lives. They see her. She's wearing little sassy skirts. She's got her little, before she kills herself, she gets a sassy suicide bob. Like, she gets her hair did for the big day, pretty much.
She's Clay's little helper throughout the season.
Yeah, and season 2 drops, which I don't know if that was based on a book. It doesn't matter.
I don't think so. I don't think they really had much of a plan, but the first season was pretty popular, so I guess we gotta make a season 2 and then...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, let's be honest, if they wrote the Bible today, they'd be like, here's the newer testament. Like, this thing was a big mover for us. So it's pretty nuts, because I want to say that the season 1 to some extent predated the Me Too, or was right around there, right?
Me Too, it's been pretty recent. So, yeah, I think it was before.
And the entire concept of it is like
it was before all sexual harassment started.
Yeah, yeah. Like this, I cut the audio August 31st, and like September 5th, I want to say like right when the NFL season started, like a really profane, disgusting light bulb went up over Harvey Weinstein's head. Mm. And he's just like, I can rape people. It was like the sequel to the Ricky Gervais film. This was called The Invention of Rape. Where he was like, hey, Asia Argento, can I have sex with you? No, you cannot, Harvey. And he just goes, I'm not taking that for an answer.
good call to that movie. Yeah, that's a underrated film.
I could listen to that. Why? I hate that I laugh at this because I'm not rapey. So, like... People,
yeah, we're good people.
Well, yeah, people, it gets a little annoying because people are like, you're glorifying rape. It's like, no, I can't really conceive of raping someone. So
right.
I feel I can joke about
it. No offense, but let's be honest, I don't think we reach a wide enough audience to really influence anybody.
That's true, yeah. God, wouldn't it be great if like we were just huge in Paraguay and suddenly rapes in Paraguay go up like 2,000%.
There's videos of them going to the... Please, Carly.
Just
in Papa's basement.
It's just kids screaming, Harvey Weinstein! Harvey Weinstein, Papa Bass!
Teacup!
Teacup! Teacup, rape people!
I'd be like, aw.
Yeah, fans. Sending them stickers in jail. Decorate the walls. Little color for your drab little existence. Yeah, it was weird, the timing, because the whole concept is Hannah and a couple other girls on the show are just getting raped left and right. A
lot of, really, too much rape, I'll say it.
Rape,
too much rape.
Being flung like hotcakes, just at a church luncheon. Just, there's a guy,
and by
Bryce.
Like one, yeah, one guy.
Yeah, one guy, Bryce, who, this is kind of like the real world, where you just have one guy who's like, crosses the rape line, And then it's like, well, now that I've got the Scarlet R, let's, you know, there's a...
No, I got to keep going.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a bear that learned to eat people. Like, he doesn't suddenly go back to eating Oreos. Like, he's going to eat the ranger now. That's Bryce. Everyone else in the show is really not a rapist at all. Like, not even dabbling in rape.
Yeah.
But good old Bryce is
well,
just...
Well, one near the end, kind of.
I forgot that. Okay. Who are we talking about?
The show's old mop handle.
Oh, yeah.
It counts. It counts. Yeah.
Oh, it does. It does. That is my porn star name, by the way. Old mop handle. Yeah. Because I'm smelly and it's hard. Great show. I can't get enough of it. Even if...
Yeah, we're really selling it.
Yeah, just so much. Let's play the little intro cop-out clip. You were saying they added this because the show really... glorified the crap out of suicide, and this was pretty
much... No, they cleared that up. They don't do it.
Okay, so no one killed themselves after Kurt Cobain did it.
Right.
And, okay, yeah. No one died to heart-shaped box ever. Just, this is for you, man! All right, we're going to play the intro clip to 13 Reasons Why. This is how they start season two. You said they added this to
season one.
They
added it
to
the beginning of season one.
Because after they got, like, the 10th angry letter from a parent, like, I have some words for you, Netflix. My little Tommy.
Hi, I'm Dylan Minnette, and I play Clay Jensen.
I'm Catherine Langford, and I play Hannah Baker.
I just want to say, a little sick of the Brits sneaking into our goddamn...
Stealing our roles of rape victims.
Yeah, taking all our women. It's weird. She's good looking, though. Can you imagine that with the accent? You're old enough... for her.
I mean, not you.
I'm Justin Prentice. I play Bryce Walker.
I'm Alicia Bowe. I play Jessica Davis.
13 Reasons Why is a fictional series that tackles tough, real-world issues, taking a look at sexual assault, substance abuse, suicide, and more.
By shedding a light...
I love the and more. Like, all these really serious things.
It's and some, more.
There's some child slavery in episode 6. It was slow. Just threw that in there. That's the more.
Light on these difficult topics, we hope our show can help viewers start a conversation.
But if you are struggling with these issues yourself, this series may not be right for you, or you may want to watch it with a trusted adult.
And if you ever feel you need someone to talk with, reach out to a parent, a friend, a school counselor, or an adult you trust.
I got a big problem.
You're holding your finger up Columbo
style. I got a
style.
Big problem with, I don't know if you had any thoughts, but there's one point in there that there's
go
a big
for it.
He said the part where it's like if you like talk to a parent,
yes,
someone trusted or a counselor, yeah. Who she does in the show,
yes, and the counselor fails her.
And the word after I watched that, I was like, I could be a guidance counselor. Like he did everything that you're not supposed to do, basically.
Yeah, you don't listen, and then you go to the house.
Like,
of a
if
student
you don't
want
to report to the police, there's nothing we can do. Like, is it possible you like just drank too much and blah blah?
Yeah, I don't know crap about acting, but the guy who plays the counselor in that show, I don't.
He's
think
in
is
very... he's Booby Miles.
Who?
In Friday Night Lights.
Oh,
the okay. Running back who tears the ACL.
Okay,
and he can't play football no more. That's like an actual quote. That's an actual quote.
You racist.
Yeah, that's the worst thing we've said so far.
I know.
But no, so like in the actual show, they're set. It portrays just, that you should not talk to a counselor.
Not just that, yeah, the counselor lets you down, but also it shows that the parents miss all the signals, and the parents really only clue in after the kid kills himself how bad it was. Like, I'm sorry. I know they kind of have to put this at the beginning of the show, but it's a massive cop-out. It's a massive cop-out.
And how do you feel about one of the actors was Bryce, like the rapist?
Yeah.
That saying?
Yeah. I love that. They should have shown him, like, not raping people. Like, just with the other actors, because this is just against a black background, and you see the actors one at a time, like, separate. He should have been with the other actors. Not raping them to show him that to show the world it was act rape, it was play rape. He doesn't actually rape people with every breath. because that's what his character does.
My little play rape.
My little play rape. My little play rape.
Call a local helpline or go to 13reasonswhy.info.
Because the minute you start talking about it, it gets easier.
To kill yourself? No,
I'm actually curious what's on the website. Is it just don't?
Please don't blame us. Hold on, we'll go right now. 13reasonswhy.info. Yeah,
don't or do, just don't sue us.
That almost sounded like Yoda. Do or do not. There is no try.
I like there is no sue.
The start of my quote was like the do from Do Hast. 13 Reasons Why. Yeah, you can click on. Wow, this looks worse than the Papa's Basement website.
Really?
This is. Oh.
Can I come over real quick?
Yeah, you can walk around. There might as well be the two GeoCities guys with their hard hats on being like, Paige, coming in summer 96. There you go. 13 Reasons. This is just a crappy-ass WordPress. With they have the gall to include an about the show in the upper right. If you want to buy DVDs of the show. Oh, my God.
It says, like, there's an icon. It's like, contact someone. It's United States. Are there other countries on there?
Yeah, if you click the United States dropdown, it literally just takes you to where you can pay for U.S. Netflix. Pretty cold, guys. Pretty cold. Yeah, I just love that little, that, because all the show does after that cop-out, and really after every episode, by the way, they also add something to the effect of, like, if you felt like killing yourself because of this show, please don't. And then it just immediately cuts to the next episode. It is
just don't be a dick.
Yeah, it is the most C-teasing show. I love it.
If you're going to kill yourself, make it another reason.
Yeah, exactly. Like, get through the entire show.
Have a 14th reason.
If you are going to kill yourself, first watch season 4 of Kimmy Schmidt. We need the numbers. Then kill yourself.
I really wish all the actors, like, were just winking the entire time. Don't kill yourself.
Definitely,
that would be bad.
Definitely don't do it while wearing a 13 Reasons Why shirt.
If you think you might, don't watch this show. It's not like we need the views.
Don't include the character names or a direct URL in your suicide note. Winka, winka, winka. God, I love that show.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, man. I don't remember. Well, I don't remember that much rape in high school.
Yeah, it's not an accurate depiction of high school life.
Well, I want to know more than anything, more than the rape, more than the kids now just into heroin. Why is everyone, and they're supposed to be 17, a bunch of them, why are they all inked like Hell's Angels?
I don't know what their timeline is, because I think it's something like, I guess it's only spanned over a year total. But at the end, Bryce says, like, he's transferred schools, and he's like, oh, my credit's in transfer, so I'll be a junior.
No, I think he was about to be, am I wrong here, or was he about to graduate, and he gets bumped down to being a senior again at the next
school?
He
definitely said he's going into next year as a junior. So I guess that implies that he was going to be a senior.
Yeah. So,
and he's like 35.
Yes. I mean, the hairline on some of these guys, if you're watching this live, like, I have John F. Kennedy hair compared to some of these guys. Like, the blonde gay kid, not the Latin gay kid.
The gay kid.
Yeah, exactly. Gay with a capital cum.
I like that. That's my guy.
His hairline, like, starts even with his ears. Like, the balls on them passing that off as an 18 or 17-year-old. The effing balls. I mean, the girls, it's just hot. Like, a 23-year-old being like, I'm a junior. I'm like, yes, you are. But the guys, I don't get it. Everyone has ink. And it's California, where they all do have.
Well, I guess they want all the characters to be attractive, and, like, no high school guys really that, unless, well,
I mean, they have them got the thug life tatted on their chest. I mean, it's just...
Oh, well, yeah, that part, yeah.
They got all kinds of it. They got the stars behind the ears. Just everyone. I'm like, how did this happen, legally speaking? Like, what underground tattoo parlor? For God's sake, Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick's daughter. I forget the actress's name, but she plays...
No, I think Clay used the fake ID to get his...
Is that... So they kind of... did like a passing explanation.
Yeah, like a really lazy one. Yeah,
like so he's dating tattoo girl, literally just Kat Von D, this girl, and his parents invite her in for dinner, and I mean, she's inked everywhere. Like, she pretty much has, you remember the whole Jesse James cheated on Sandra, whatever, Sandra Oh, Sandra
I do not.
Bernhard. Yeah, the girl from Speed. Sandra Day O'Connor, Sandra Bullock,
Sarah Jessica go. Parker.
Thank you. Yes, he was committing bestiality, and he bangs Michelle Bombshell, who's literally just inked everywhere except her cans. That's her whole shtick. This girl's that.
Clay's got a type.
Yeah, damaged as crap. Like probably a first date anal if he held their hand, and yet he can't even do that. So instead, they try to kill themselves. That's the John type too. Could have gotten some, didn't. They take it the wrong way, try to kill themselves, and then I have to whack it thinking of a dead girl. Not that that's happened. yes. But I love, is this something that would happen in 2018 if a high school boy brought home this girl? If you brought home a girl with that level of ink in high school, my parents would make me disinfect the toilet and get a hepatitis test. Like, they wouldn't be like, oh, it's you. You're in the house
My
now.
Parents would be like, oh, he's not gay. So.
Okay, there is that. I mean, I have to feel my parents would rather I'd be gay with someone without ink than bring home that girl. Like, that level of ink. For whatever reason, ink was a big thing in my house. Because my dad, I guess, was as much a nonconformist as me. And was a sailor for like 18 years and didn't have one goddamn tattoo. Swore like a mother effer. So he did that sailor part. But he was like really straight edge for the most part, even though those guys did drugs left and right. And just hated tattoos. Hated them. I don't really care either way, but I don't have an urge to get them. I think they look stupid. I think I defy you to get a single tattoo.
If you have a tattoo, kill yourself.
Yeah. Wait, don't kill yourself.
Don't kill
go
yourself.
To 13 wink wink reasons why.
Go to imbd.com.
Go to inpapasbasement.com for suicide prevention resources. Yeah, I just, that was, that more than anything blew me away, that in 2018 a kid could bring home that girl and it wouldn't be his mom going, oh my god, please just take the wallet, you know, like, they're just like, that's cool. This is my son's little hepatitis honeypot.
Yeah, and I don't remember there being many recovering heroin addicts in high school either.
Yeah, they just had the decency to die. No recovery necessary. Just they had those clean veins. And
back in my day.
Yeah. They just fell over in the bathroom, and it was like that Chris Farley death picture where it looks like he's blowing a big
it's
bubble.
Like he gets his own page in the yearbook, and then it's done.
Yeah.
It's
in memoriam. Yeah, just like the picture and then the death picture.
Now I'm sad because I just realized someone who I went to high school with died of heroin.
Really?
Yeah.
I like how you just said died of heroin like it's the cold. And I said the cold instead of the flu or a cold.
The vaccine wasn't created yet.
Oh, the heroin got him. Terrible, terrible.
I can't share this episode on Facebook now. Now.
Why? Were you the one that like pumped his veins?
No, just...
Was he fighting? Were you guys competing for a girl prom night? He was like, I like her a lot. And you're like, here, try his heroin. It's great. People
here, catch.
It.
I just throw 10 syringes at him.
Open your mouth and close your eyes.
Here comes a heroin surprise.
What are you squirting on my tongue? Is this margaritas? Yeah. Just a turkey baster of heroin. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
R.I.P. I won't say his name, but.
Oh, God. Yeah, and that's another... you did the Sammy Sosa. Just did a home run move.
He was Mormon, so I would have wanted...
Oh, I don't... I had a very Christian kid kill himself on me in high school. Not literally on me, but he was...
You make it sound like it was such an inconvenience to you.
Well, it was because his death weighed upon my conscience a little.
We're past the point of having consciousness.
Well, it was one of those things where he killed himself senior year. And he started in class with me in fifth grade. And for whatever reason, it was just like, even though I was in the gifted and talented nerd class, even the nerds had people they tormented. And we tortured the hell out of this kid. And I was a ringleader on it. Like, I wasn't the top one, but I was like the Hitler of the torture, but I was like the Goering, you know? Like, I was in the power structure.
John killed a kid.
I mean, it didn't faze me at the time because I was like, oh, we were pretty cool after the fact. Like, I would see him in the halls, like, once we got to high school, because he changed his first name for whatever reason. And I, like you, will not give out his name. And I'm not even going
to
do that thing.
It was to, I'm a kill myself.
Wow. Yeah. He changed it to Hannah Baker. So I don't know. I really hadn't thought about it until this stupid show came along, to be honest. Cause I was like, you know, like if I high fived him that one time and he knew it was all in fun, it doesn't matter that I like took his jacket and urinated on it and then like just put it back on his desk. Like that's, we're all, you know, sillies, billies, even Stevens. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I bullied more than I was bullied, despite being in the nerd classes. I don't know why.
100.
Yeah, I know. I should be getting that, but I didn't get a lot of that in grade school. We were like segregated.
Well, were you
off
the type that like they would try to make fun of you, but you would just laugh it off? So they're like, eh, boring.
Either I've really suppressed it, like the time I got raped by Bryce, or honest to God, no. Because I really quickly keyed in on like wearing like Metallica shirts and crap like that. So even if I was like the nerd, I like had,
they were like, oh, he gets it though.
Like, yeah, like he's self-loathing enough to, you know, rock some wherever I may roam. Like I tried to be a metalhead and a druggie real fast. And so like I was hanging out with like the real low end crowd, like as soon as I got out of class, starting like junior high. Like, I remember seventh grade, like, I had a friend who, his sister, like, smoked weed and drank, and he just literally, seventh grade, near the end of it, walking home, he's like, want to get high? I'm like, do I? And that was it. Like, you know, it was just, in the span of, like, 2 weeks, I went from my first cigarette to my first beer to my first weed to Christ knows what else. Like, it was...
You said that like you haven't done weed before. My first weed,
yeah. I smoked a weed one time. No, so I wasn't in all of high school. I remember, okay, so in junior high, one time I got into a fight with a kid and just like smashed my fist open on his teeth, and that was the end of the fight. Like, I was paranoid because I was a germ freak back then, and I was like, my knuckles are bleeding, open wounds. And the other kid was like, yeah, you beat me, F you. And then one time, like a guy, I was walking home, with a couple friends, and I just got crap from some guy who was with a bunch of girls and a couple other of his friends. And that was, I wasn't even manhandled. It was just like, keep walking, pussy, or something. I was like, yeah, I think I will. You know, you outnumber us.
That sounds like a correct thing I should do.
Yeah, that was the extent of any bullying I really encountered, because I just, I know I'm sending the wrong message here, but yeah, if you're a smart kid, do drugs really quickly. And listen to whatever like the edgier music is that's out right now. Probably still metal, and you'll fit in right as rain. You'll be okay. Even though it was weird for me being like kind of a sheltered kid going to metal shows when I was like 14, 15, and like people were just fall down drunk and like moshing and punching like 14-year-old kids in the back of the head, and like cigarettes would just randomly burn you in the crowd.
Sounds like a better time.
It was an innocent era, yeah, back when you could just kind of light up weed in the middle of the Patriot Center, and people are like, ah, it's White Zombie, what are you going to do? And, yeah, you could just Bryce everyone if you wanted. No, yeah, I had to think about that a little bit thanks to this show.
It's like, You're welcome.
Never raped anyone, but I've done a little bullying, and now I don't feel so good about it.
Yeah, but the not raping cancels it out. Like every time that's you true. Don't, every time you don't rape somebody, that's like a plus point.
Oh yeah, I'm way in the plus not raping people column.
Right.
Not only have I not raped people, there are probably scores of women who are like, "Yeah, he didn't even make a move on me when I was DTFing F."
I won't even hug a woman.
Yeah, exactly. I wish they'd all wear burkas. Let's just put it there. Like, just, it would save a whole lot of broken hearts and broken hymens.
Allah is the one true God.
Yeah, Allahu Akbar. Let's just put it out there. That's how I want to kind of bring this one home. Just, God is great.
Hmm.
Don't you love that when, like, the liberal news agencies are like, and the shooter screamed in Arabic, "God is great." It's like, look, I don't know Farsi all that well, but I know what that one translates to. How about you just give it to us? Just say it. Because, I mean, that's how we all interpret the news nowadays. I don't know about you. Whenever I hear a mass shooting, I'm like, let's hear the name. Let's hear the, it sounds like you're clearing your throat after drinking
too much
milk.
It's like the NFL draft. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's Richard Thomas. And you're like, that doesn't sound black enough. And then, yeah. Then you hear the Cowboys are like, they picked Chiffon Trevant. You're like, God damn it. We are never going to win the East now, are we? There you go. I think we solved school shooting and rape.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing. What else? What else we got?
I feel like we should end a little cheerier. I don't know.
Well, we did write down what would you put on your suicide tapes, but that's a whole big bit.
You would put that kid who killed himself because he put that on your conscience.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, thanks, dick.
I got to think about this all the time now.
You really screwed me over here. No, I mean,
I'd put Brian Bolte.
Brian, that's really all of my tapes would just be Brian Bolte.
Shut up, Brian. Yeah. It would just be that over and over again.
Brian is the reason, yeah, my blood is on your Shamrock Irish hands, you dumb Mick. I think we can wrap up, man.
Yeah.
I think we're good. We got like 58-ish minutes of, I mean, pure gold.
Right.
Really. And we told people to, if they're going to kill themselves, find the anti-suicide resources of inpapasbasement.com.
That's right.
Go there. Don't kill yourself. But if you do, record it, like wear a Papa's Basement shirt, explain what Papa's Basement is. We're not big enough for people to
know that. Reminds me, last episode we talked about 13 Reasons Why, like a year ago, we told people to kill themselves and then send in tapes. None of you did it.
Not a one.
I'm disappointed in you.
I call me an optimist. I want to think like a ton of people killed themselves, but then they didn't think ahead on how the file was going to send.
You got to plan.
Yeah.
You got to plan your suicides. Don't be lazy.
No, man, it's a bad, it's selfish, really. That's what I'm trying to tiptoe around. But, you know, it's really
revive crappy. Yourselves and then kill yourselves.
Yeah, like go down for the count, give yourself the shot in the sternum like Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction. Wake up long enough to make sure the wave, not even the wave, the actual video file uploads. And then finish snorting the cocaine and go back to dying and barfing up your $5
and
milkshake.
Give us some views on the episode. Just click view a couple times.
Though. There's nothing that ages worse in that movie, by the way, than Travolta losing his crap over a $5 milkshake. Because I'm like, I would kill for one of those right now. Have you been to Cheesecake Factory lately? The Apes Bananas or whatever the Booza Hall banana liqueur one is probably like an $11 or $12 shake now. So inflation's a bitch like that.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's a really strong way to go out. Like just.
Yeah.
All the momentum in the world. Everyone, thanks for getting to the end of this episode. We know
you might not have.
Yeah.
Based off what we talked
about. That's true. If you're hearing this voice and you're just dead like Chris Tucker at the end of Dead Presidents while Soul Train is playing, you still are here with us in spirit. Literally spirit at this point. No body. Travis.
John.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
for
you.
Being here in your smart little outfit and shaking your pecs at me. I don't think I'm not noticing. That's impressive. God, look at them jiggle. At Travis Dorward, if you want him on both IG and Twitter?
Yeah.
And I'm also,
I don't think I have anything else.
I Facebook tag you on these posts so you can freaky friend him and stalk him. And then kill him. And then we'll rape him, Bryce style.
Bully me. Slut shame me.
Yeah.
And I'll kill myself.
And then find him in the bathroom, put a mop handle where the sun
doesn't shine. Oh, we didn't even talk about that, but too late.
We left that out. Yeah.
Watch the show. Watch 13 Reasons Why.
13 Reasons, exactly. That 13 Reasons Why is a reference to the 13 inches of mop handle inserted into a boy.
That was number two.
Oh. Because poop.
Because poop.
I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement is the show site on Facebook, in case you couldn't piece that together. If you couldn't figure that one out, go get Bryce.
And kill yourself.
Yeah, Bryce Harper. And that's about it. Just listen to the show. Tell your friends, please. If you got this far, we don't put any money into advertising. We're horrible people. I mean, we talked about kid banging. And then moved on to school shootings.
That was the fifth worst thing we've talked about.
Yeah. Like, just tell your friends. And then if they stick with you after hearing that you're into this, that's a true blue mother effer you got with you right there. iTunes, Stitcher, Netflix for 13 reasons. Kid rape.
Kill yourself.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.